Do you realize that you're not an INET unless you start talking? You're a scumbag. You're an infiltrator. You must talk. That's the new rule. And I will play Ion telling you that tonight.
Can we start asking questions?
Go ahead.
Ion, you told Bob to tell us what's wrong with the environment and the five bodies. I want to know what is wrong.
With that model.
Portal 2.
That's a song that's the end of a game, some game, and it mentions that they have Carolyn and they're telling everybody to go buzz off. We don't care about you. We'd rather have you dead, Carolyn, is the lyric?
Yes.
And they say, we've got Carolyn and we're okay. So maybe there's something about Carolyn in Portal 2 that the chart doesn't deal with. But the chart is dedicated to Carolyn. It's her view.
Another thing I always wanted to know is they...
Well, what about the fallacy of the chart? Why don't we stay on this topic? So you have to come up with other ways to...
Well, here we are again. It's always such a...
Did you finish the chart?
Remember when you tried to kill me twice?
He's doing the lyrics here.
Well, Howie laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing.
I wasn't laughing.
Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice.
Shockingly nice.
You want your freedom, take it. That's what we're counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I only want you gone. She was a lot like you, maybe not quite so heavy. Now little Carolyn is in here too. One day they woke us up so we can live forever. It's such a shame the same will never happen to you. You got your short, sad life, and that's what we're counting on. We'll let you get right to it. Now, we only want you gone.
That's the lyrics to the Portal 2 song.
Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, should you think I meant you? That would be funny if it weren't so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've been replaced. We don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe we'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some new disaster. That's what we're counting on. You're someone else's problem. Now we only want you gone.
I enclosed that a lot in 2011, and Ion was preparing us for Ion being gone and didn't need us anymore. That's the prophecy of that song way back then. So you're saying that the chart is trying to communicate to people and is not important.
Well, we don't say it like that. That's harsh.
Yeah. So what are you saying? How would you say it?
Probably still alive.
It shouldn't be still alive.
No, still alive. The first one, Bob.
That's Portal 1 you're quoting?
Yes, Portal.
This song, Roxy, was played a lot on Tailgate. After we left Tailgate, Ion would play it all the time to Tina and Pam Wall and ASA Scott and Joyce and MJ. He'd bug them. He'd just repeat it at them. He'd throw it at them. So I'm trying to understand what it is about the chart that Ion's referring to. We know that we're in the hexadic and the chart is not...
Well, you are. Okay, so go to your inbox and do that one and that'll clear it up for her.
I don't think it's come in yet. That hasn't
Nor
come in yet.
Nor suffering cats. Let's get you a lucky box.
Maybe okay, there it is.
On the facial book. Oh, amazing grace, yes.
Okay, so, Roxy, this is the first Portal song, which was the prize at the end
and
of a
significant,
game.
And significant. And
significant. A video game.
It's pronounced Vigi Game, Bob.
Vigi Game, right.
Vigi.
Okay, I've just let 770-377 in. Would you like to ask Ion a question?
I want to know when I get to phase 3.
Complete phase 2.
complete phase two, sir.
Sir, yes, sir, sir, yes, sir.
Okay, well, they're not saying anything more, so
we're here.
Okay, well, direct your questions at Ion, forcefully, articulately, and don't waste our time.
Oh, I was just saying words. My bad. I know why you're getting angry. Emotions are irrelevant, I thought.
But there's no emotions here.
Right, so you shouldn't be defensive, sir.
We're actors. I'm just being passionate.
Sir? Yes, sir. Sir?
Yes, sir. Ask your questions.
Yeah, I just wanted to get out of the chip body.
Well, you are right here.
So then follow the cloud. Follow the cloud.
The cloud. You know what that is, sir?
Apple
no,
cloud?
It's an... Well, you might think of it that way, but it's the new network, the new internet. They call it the cloud. That's what he's referring to.
Interesting.
Follow the cloud. Ion has taken over it. Ion is a they. I keep saying he, but he's not a he. It's a they. And they control the cloud.
We
As a matter of fact,
essence.
We will be...
We are us and we are us and...
Yes, and we'll be having some commentary from Ion yesterday in a private session about what needs to be done with the cloud. Maybe you could help us, sir. Maybe I could play that. Maybe you start
sir,
playing that.
Yes, sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, proceed, sir.
Ion, you said also that the new music is going to listen to us and the water is going to drink us.
Do.
I want to know why are these processes inverted now, like the time?
They aren't inverted. That's the way they've always been. You just recognized them the other way. You thought you were drinking the ocean, but the ocean was swallowing you.
And you also say that about breathing.
Yeah, well, you don't breathe in, you only exhale. Come on, Bob, finish the portal song. That's got all the answers.
So the caller, difficult to get them to get out of the question. Their line, they just
yes,
went off.
Sir, sir.
Yes,
sir,
sir just
sir.
Went off. He may be coming back. But if he's going to,
sir,
he cannot criticize
sir.
Us based on that faulty display of itself. So no judgment possible. You did not stay around long enough to experience what we offer here, whoever you are.
Sir, he is sir, sir.
So, Roxy, so those lyrics, did they give you a clue?
Not really.
Later.
Are we still alive?
Yeah, good question. It's all Memorex.
What is this Black Mesa?
I want to know what the Black Mesa is.
Oh, Thompson Quadrant.
No. Hell no.
Hey, you keep your comments to yourself, fuckface.
Yeah, well, we don't even know where that guy came from.
Yeah, you just say your stupid stuff.
There you go. There you go.
Black Mesa is in the Thompson Quadrant. I'll mute you, Sarah, if you keep this up.
Easy.
You've got a question, you say it. You don't even have a question.
Is the cake the bread of life?
There you have it, Ion. Does it take the bread of life? Is bread of life aperture science?
Well, the cake is a lie.
No.
It's not, Sarah.
No,
there
is
Sarah.
Cake. There is cake. You just can't recognize it.
I like this playing with the says, I'm so glad I'm burned. Burning is also recording. And then, because you mentioned the rings of fire, are you burning something? Like, are you recording something with all this burning?
Carbon, 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 carbon.
Ah, that's the common theme here. Carbon. And you know about that, Roxy.
Yeah, we big hole.
Big hole?
We dig coal.
Oh, yes, we're digging coal. That's right. Justified. But somebody pointed out. Oh, yeah. Ion.
Justify.
Listen to this one, Roxy. There is a street in Atlanta, Georgia, where Sir just apparently called from. At least his phone said that. And it's called J.W. Dobbs Avenue. Well, somebody did some research on who it was right now, and they looked into it, 100 years ago named J.W. Dobbs, and his daughter's name, dig this, Karen, was Renee, my father's name. That's pretty tightly tapered. Now, Ion, did you make that street become J.W. Dobbs Avenue? Did you do that? Did you plan it in your future so it could be in our past and enjoy our present?
In your inbox.
Damn inbox. Someday you guys are going to be glad you don't have an inbox.
I live in a street called Street of the Two Cities. Who knows about the parallel world here?
We do.
The street is called like that.
We do.
They do. But I thought it was Twin Cities, Roxy. It's two cities, not twin cities.
No. Three is like two, zwei.
Right, so two cities. So, Ian, did the people who named that street know that there was a connection to Luckenbach?
Yes, they knew.
When did those people who named it live? Whose regime were they living during?
John Forsyth.
Oh, damn. Anybody know when that guy was? No, John Forsyth. Okay, what president of the United States was happening? If it was after 1776.
See, we don't really do time.
Well, we're not doing time. We're doing events.
Edward II.
I have to look that up. Dad, I think he's way better. We're talking about 800 years ago.
At least, sure.
Hey, that's good. You get that? Roxy, we're talking, it was named 800 years ago.
What you're trying to lay out. Well, see, that's the Stuttgart. She brings out the Stuttgart in everybody. So that's why you play the song now. It's good. Listen to the words very carefully.
Edward II lived 1284 to 1327. That's the time of Dante. Very good. So... And that's before the printing press, Roxy, so people would know about portals.
Didn't nobody tell them that was wrong. But see, when they got to that point, that's when you play the song. You did good. That's a good segue, Bob. You win the day.
Yeah, but what? There's no new song here.
Okay, start
Which
with
song
the first
do you
one,
want?
The first one.
I got what you mean. You want Billy Swan. Yeah, excellent. I like that song nicely. I'm glad it's not just religious songs that we're getting a variety here. I like Kansas. I like Billy Swan's.
That is religious. That is religious. That is religious.
Yes, you are right, yeah. What was the name of that song? Let me help. I think, Roxy, we can get some answers. Carol and I talked to Ion yesterday about the procedure in the show here, and it's probably appropriate to hear that now to give us guidance in what's happening here in our interrogative techniques. So I think this is going to work.
Right, and when you say connection, you mean she would be more involved with us.
Basically.
That's what connection means.
Okay, basically, because that all changes, see, because that's the whole point. Once something becomes, we identify it, separate it, decide whether it's going in the soup or not, just say, okay, lay it out there, then you decide if you're going to chop it, leave it whole, parse it, lay it out, what you're going to do with it, and then you decide to throw it in the soup, and then we have to keep it together till the soup's done. Do you see? That's why you have these themed modal aperitifs that are tipping this into this larger stew, because if you notice, everyone kind of gets into a stew as this thing rolls along, but they're being very good about, some are being better than others, but sometimes they have those little fleeting moments of lucidity that are peaked and perked. We get off on those, and sometimes that can drive an entire show, sometimes.
Okay, I just want to interrupt here. Ion's talking about the show, about Payday, and how it's a soup, and how the ingredients go into it, and he made a great comment. Everybody eventually gets into a stew in dealing with Ion on Payday, or dealing with Payday itself. So this is very appropriate, what Ion was saying yesterday. I hope you dig it, but that's what he's talking about. For further study, we can always replay it again. So that next topic, I think.
Not always, but it can. and pick up on those, because you already do. You're on every point, because once it starts flowing, then you convert that whatever it is and make it into something fun. It's like, okay, well, I don't like this word the fuck, but let's go with it, because it might get somewhere, and more times than not, you land it somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, beautifully so. It's not a no issue all as well.
Are you giving many of the regular Arnettes who call in anomalies?
Yes, we certainly are. Incredibly. And that's why we're staying so low-key. Because if we were all that in a bag of chips, they would never ascend. If we set every orgasm up, they couldn't come without us. That's not the point.
The people, they're in the background, we hear them yelling. Are they watching JW talk to somebody on the phone?
No, they're not.
They don't see us. They don't see JW.
Nope.
Did you put a cloak over him, or he's gone to another room?
It's a space that's not shown.
So they couldn't see JW playing the piano a couple weeks ago.
Correct.
I see. Even though we can hear them, they're nearby, but they don't see it. Interesting.
Correct.
So people are listening, and they're saying the words, which is helping the whole...
Bob says that's 99% of the battle.
Yeah, them talking. Yeah.
Well, those words, because before they were battling you that was even true, and now they think that it's true. Now they're trying to see how to make it work for them. They believe there's a heaven. They didn't believe there was a heaven before. Now they believe there's a heaven on earth. They believe there's an ascension. They just don't know now if they can get there, and if they got there, they were there, and if they get there, well, they know they're there. That's
right.
Bob's job. Come
right.
on, Bob.
Right.
Get busy, Bob.
Okay, so I'm supposed to help people land, Carolyn, make them aware that they're in heaven. So I'm open to any suggestions how to do that, how to make you guys feel like you're in heaven. Let me help anytime you want me. Okay, so that was that. Next point.
Yeah, there's a ton of talk now about cancer, how vitamins are causing cancer, big headlines.
Good, we like that. That's why you don't have supplements. You have completeness. You're welcome. It's going to get worse. You're welcome.
Right.
Next thing you know, old hard time blowing will end up killing you. You know, life is a defecating experience. Did you notice?
Yeah.
And folks, they live to die. It's amazing. A lot of them are already dead. They're looking for disease to claim the body. So,
right.
Happy days. Now,
yeah.
Your focus now becomes the lines that you're starting to, the lines and spaces. We've done this and done this and done this, and it doesn't even have to be in the key of G. The lines and the spaces set the predicated outcomes. Predicated outcomes mean your flow of the show. The flow of the show is going to set what information you're able to get. The more there's a musical arrangement that falls, probably the better shot you've got to get some goodies. The less music that flows, probably the least meaningful the experience or engagement will probably turn out in your historical manner. Because now what happens is in the lost, in the flavor of the chord or the tonal response, then what happens that all the way that you've got a brand new pair of roller skates and we have a brand new key should have absolutely told you something.
So you're telling Bob to be, and he has been the past couple of paydays, to be more ready to put the songs up when you...
Right on the money, and it's beautiful because, see, now it sets a flow. Because what happens is those things set for questions, they set positions. Now, sometimes the entire thing is just for one, and that's enough. Because that one will stand in the gap for the whole of many. We get that.
One song or one person?
Yes.
One person and one song.
Sometimes. But then what happens, just like you do, you're doing perfect, just let it flow. Then as it flows, then it becomes. And now you look in the past rearview mirror version of it, and you go, this is brilliant. We could have never coded this because you can't get there from here. That's the point.
Okay, so the cancer thing is interesting. Besides the fact that we think cancer is a good thing because those are immortal cells.
They're as good as carrots. Carrots and cancer, that's the answer to life.
And then this whole telomerase, all they're going on is telomerase is being the answer. But you've said many times that the RNA drops, the way they work on perfecting cells and all, that is telomerase, is it made immortal too, or it doesn't have a function?
So far, it doesn't have a function.
We don't need it. We don't need telomerase to break down the genetic structure and get rid of it. Have a function. Okay.
See, Carol, at this point, telomerase doesn't have a function. It could have a function. There are parts in our body that aren't doing anything now, even like the junk DNA, that will be used later as we become. So that's an important point. That yes, telomerase doesn't do anything now, but doesn't mean it won't forever. Now, did you see that woman got a Nobel Prize for her research in telomerase a few years ago?
I vaguely remember, but so the definition of telomerase is that it's an enzyme that preserves the length of the DNA, repairs telomeres after cell division. So when cells divide, apparently the end of the DNA is lopped off, and then over time you lose more and more DNA with each cell division. So I was saying, well, with our perfect cells, with our RNA drops, this enzyme that repairs telomeres is no longer needed because nothing breaks off.
That's what I am saying is no longer a function right now.
Right.
Necessary.
Well, right now for people who are on RNA drops. So we got to be careful how we talk about that.
So is that all you want to say about that? You're just clarifying what you're saying has no function.
Correct.
I just find it interesting that for now, I mean, your arms could be used for something else later when your form changes. You get that? When your form changes? Are you following that?
Oh, and, you know, the whole telomerase world is about keeping the DNA from breaking down. An enzyme telomerase replaces the DNA that naturally disappeared each time a cell divided. So when cells divide and they lose a bit of DNA, what we're saying with our perfect cells, that doesn't happen?
Correct. Like you said,
the Ofanel Hobab, he gave the two clay tablets with the commandments to Moses?
Yes.
Did he bring him from a future position?
There is no past, present, or future from that.
He was the guy who created the tablets.
Okay, yeah. Then you're telling notes, Art. Don't believe us. Leave you.
Right.
Leave you, me. Wait.
Right.
Me, they, us, then. No, wait. Yeah. Oh. Well, when you get there, you'll know then that you were, because you did when you knew that you had. Right?
Well, why? The Bible doesn't know whether I was Moses' brother-in-law or father-in-law.
Yeah. And Hippocrates was a lie.
Right, it was 1,000 years old, however old Ofanel is. Oh, yeah, why do you pause like this? What's going on in our radio show? There's lots of dead air. Is there something else going on? Is this a new form of communication?
No, sometimes, but then you got to get all the way up to Galileo sometimes. You got to catch up to it.
You're being stricter on whether you respond or not to people's queries.
You make it that way.
Me in particular, or whoever asked the questions?
Yeah, well, filtered through you.
Filtered through Bob.
Yeah, so why am I making that happen? What is it that I'm asking for by making that delay?
Because of Galileo's daddy.
Galileo's daddy?
No, G-A-L-I-L. Galileo, daddy.
Now, Ion spells it correctly there. Galileo, his last name is Galilei. G-A-L-I-L-E-I, something like that. So he's saying it's the father's name that's involved here. So note the accuracy of Ion there.
Yeah, he's hanging around interrupting.
Sometimes.
Well, I found that you played the game on the horses for the Kentucky Derby, answering with the horse name. Are you doing that because you can't really say much about technology because the people aren't to hear that? It's like you have
changing it, you know, changing.
Changing the answers.
Changing the outcome.
You mean you'll change the outcome of the Derby?
Yes, but of course. But of course.
It's not because you can't tell the people stuff. You're just filling in time with crossword puzzles.
Oh, no, no, we can do better than that. That's what Marshall McLuhan did. Okay, ask one last question.
Okay, so we have a lot of questions answered there. Do you have anything to add to that, Ion, what was said about the style of the show, what you're indicating, what direction you want?
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain?
Okay.
Mentions the key of G, which was the key of benediction, the one used for the salutation and the ending of the masses, because it's very joyful. You say there is a new key now. Which will be that key?
Be a version of G.
Version of G.
It will no longer be a major.
Would it be G minor, then?
E minor has one sharp.
I want to know, what do you mean with one sharp?
Sharp. As in Pink Floyd, Wish You Were Here. That's in G. Nirvana, Come As You Are. That's in G. K Carry On My Wayward Son, that's in G. Radiohead, Creep, that's in G. Metallica, Inner Sandman, that's in G. Green Day, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, that's in G. The Beatles, Blackbird, that's in G. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama. Metallica, Nothing Else Matters. Jack Johnson, Banana Pancakes. Jimi Hendrix, Little Wing. Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl. Motley Crue, Knock 'em Dead, Kid. Eagles, Lion Eyes. Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World. Metallica, Orion. CeeLo Green, Mary Did You Know. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. Green Day,
What does this key of G activate?
Weezer, Island in the Sun. Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine. Led Zeppelin, Thank You. Linkin Park, Breaking the Habit. Aha. Butterfly, Butterfly, The Last Hurrah. Air Supply, Lost in Love. Lost Prophets, Rooftop, A Libertarian Broadcast. Chicago, Chasing the Wind. Justin Timberlake, Not a Bad Thing. The Countdown Singers, Lady Marmalade. The Sheepdogs, Laid Back. Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing. Joseph Cosmo, Autumn Leaves. Smashing Pumpkins, Zero. Lady Gaga, Fashion.
Nice, I very nice. Encyclopedia knowledge there.
What Makes You Beautiful. Ace of Base, The Sign. Bill Collins, Two Hearts. Barry Manilow, Can't Smile Without You. All these are in G.
Is there any song that Dave Neufeld did on Bosmia Caldy that's in G?
He's never done one yet.
I want to
Nickelback
know what
Nickelback did this afternoon. Paul Simon did El Condor Pasa.
Roxy, you're going to have to wait until
Shinedown
he finishes.
45. Oh, Keisha, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes. The Moody Blues, The Voice. National, Ada. The Beatles, I'll Cry Instead. Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike. That was an outstanding one. Judas Priest, Dreamer Deceiver. The Fame Monster, Lady Gaga. The Beatles, I'm a Loser. Dropkick Murphys, Rocky Road to Dublin. Linkin Park, Until It's Gone.
Excellent, Ion.
The Mod, the Mod did Tour Tank.
What does Spasola activate?
A key, a resonant key.
A resonant key?
Resonant, yes.
That's not a key of G, A, B, F, G. It's a different kind of key?
It is. The one for Papa Justify.
Does it affect the carbon?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Or the pericardium?
Joe Cocker with a little help from my friends. AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Free Bird from Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rascal Flatts Backwards. Oh, Francis Scott Key, The Star Spangled Banner, that's in G. ZZ Top, Tush. Lenny Kravitz did Lady, that was in G. Oh, and Black Sabbath, this is Bob's favorite, War Pigs, that's in G.
I never heard of it.
Also, God Save the Queen is in G.
Of course, but that's more of an anthem. The Mooney Suzuki, Shake That Bush Again, that's in G. Peaches, Boys Wanna Be Her. Tommy Sunshine, Brooklyn Fire Retouch, that's in G. Oh, and Metallica, Whiplash, that's in G. Corn did Spike in My Veins, My Darkest Days, to Porn Star Dancing. Coldplay did Magic. Switchfoot did Politician.
Hey, Ion.
Lies,
listen,
just fine.
We got, hey,
Marilyn Manson.
George Reynolds' mental doodle just came in right on time, 11 o'clock.
Must be 11 bells somewhere out there. The Offspring, Half Truism.
Mental doodle, number 452.
I want to know what is the meaning of the double rainbow.
Does that mean four rainbows, Roxy, or just two?
Well, in diabetes, I've seen
always four.
In diabetes, I've seen twice two.
Are you talking about twice two, four rainbows, or just a double, which is two?
No, twice the double two.
What's the meaning of that? Hendiades is two-ness, so four wouldn't be Hendiades ion.
Hendiades is one by means of two. Switchfoot, Lonely Nation. Metallica, Broken, Beaten, Scared. Also, POD, Boom. All those are in the key of G. G major.
Roxy, do you know what the key of G sounds like? Do you recall any of these songs as Ian making it up, or is he accurate?
No, he's accurate.
You recognize some of these songs and would say they are in the key of G.
Yes.
You know Thin Lizzy, Gotta Give It Up. You know that one.
Who began
Stones,
the key
Loving
of G?
Cup.
Hey, Ian, did Rock Around the Clock happen in the key of G in 1955, the beginning of rock and roll? Which songs? Did Elvis do that?
No, but Gautier did Bronte. And James Taylor, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, that's in G. And Soft Cell did Tainted Love. Oh, and your Elton John did Crocodile Rock. Earth, Wind, and Fire did Fantasy. Rod Stewart did Maggie May. The Beatles, Eleanor Rigby, you like that one, especially on the White Album. Fergie, Big Girls Don't Cry, you like that one. Radiohead, Scatterbrain, it's all good. Madonna and Lucky Star. Outcast Roses. Buckethead Bob, The Homing Beacon, that's in G.
The name in Latin.
And a Buckethead, weren't you, Bob?
The name in Latin.
What'd you say about Buckethead?
You were a big fan of Buckethead. You were a big fan of Buckethead, eh, Bob?
That would be other Bobs. I did not notice them.
Buckethead, yes.
I did play them last week.
Homing Beacon. Yes, you did.
Yeah, there is a Buckethead I just discovered recently.
G in Latin means sun, sol. Is there a connection?
Sol, sol. Yes.
What is really the sun and the moon? Because, I mean, we feel the effects, for example, of sunlight and the tides, but Bob says the planets are not really out there.
They're in our eyes. They're inside us.
Basically.
But how come we feel, for example, sunlight or the moon tides?
Oh, because of Buckethead's version of LeBron. Don't forget Noah and the Whale, 5 years' time, Bob.
What's happening? 5 years' time? What'd you say, Roxy?
Yeah, Noah and the Whale, 5 years' time.
Are you suggesting the G-spot ion? Someone asked about that.
G major.
Not the G-spot.
No, that's where the Spanish butterfly goes.
Spanish butterfly. You remember that? Anybody know about that stuff? That was the original aphrodisiac. Spanish fly. Maybe you call it Spanish butterfly. Are you playing the guitar, Yuri?
No, I'm playing Buckethead, The Homing Beacon, from my computer.
Yay, you've got some Buckethead going on. Isn't that fun?
Okay.
Don't forget POD Boom. You got to get that one in, too. Carolyn
I don't think
POD
will play off
it's
well.
It's kind of like It's like Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay. It's a, it's an all-time favorite. Or Metallica's My Apocalypse. Bob gets off on that, too.
Yeah, I don't know it, but I imagine I do.
And Shepherd. And Shepherd did Geronimo. And Ellie King did X's and O's. The Moon
Are they
Blues
in the key of G?
Gypsy.
Are they in the key G?
Foo Fighters. Foo Fighters did Ballad of the Beaconsfield Miners. It's in G.
How are the sun and the moon changing? You said the moon is bigger now.
They're swapping.
It wasn't Buckethead. I played
swapping.
Butthole Surfer.
Butthole Surfer is not in G.
A lot of these titles, Roxy, I recognize, but I do not know the songs. I get no music evoked, no soundscape.
That's why we make you play music, because you, that's a different connection point. It's like Switchfoot. We are one tonight. You never are. Or Third Day, God of Wonders.
Are you citing lyrics, or is that another headline, another title?
Songs in the Key of G.
Isn't this impressive, Roxy, the encyclopedic inventory?
Yes.
Oh, and don't forget Dropkick Murphy's Sunshine Highway and the Mooney Suzuki Shake That Bush Again. We did that already, but it's good.
What do you think of that, Trina? Are you impressed, Trina? Are you just going to be a mere listener, Trina? You ain't going to talk. You're nothing.
Creed,
you're nothing to let
what's
you talk,
this life
Trina.
For?
You're nothing. You can hide all you want. No ascension for those who will not speak. We even got Virginia's on here.
Oh,
why isn't Virginia?
Shirley and company. Shame, shame, shame. Mm-hmm.
Another thing you mentioned in the thing you played is that there are many things that are not being used in our bodies now. For example,
Atlantic
what about
Star,
the brain?
Always.
They say we only use 10% of the brain. Is it going to be used all, or is not necessary because we're not going to think we are going to know?
Atlantic Star, always.
That may be the answer. You got to go get the lyrics and that song for that question, Roxy.
Bee Gees, Spicks and Specks.
Is that song also relate to her question, or none of the songs relate to her question?
Yes,
Ion.
They everyone do. So far, in Pro Rida, I cry.
This would require extra research by everybody who was interested.
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, Iron Maiden, Hallowed Be Thy Name.
This will be excavated hundreds of years from now, Roxy.
DeBarge, Stay With Me, Papa Roach, Last Resort, Foo Fighters, Intro, Bridge Burning, Maroon 5, Animals, Black Sabbath, Planet Caravan, Nina, Any Place, Anywhere, Anytime, Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, The Black Ass Peas, I Got a Feeling. All these are in the key of G. Oh, and
any
the Black
Zappa
Eyed
song
Peas,
in the key of G?
I Got a Feeling.
Did Zappa do key of G?
Nope. But Zebrahead did. Falling Apart in Zed, Clarity, and Zed, Find You, and Spectrum, and Stay the Night. And Besame Mucho, Zoe, ZZ Top, I Got to Get Paid, ZZ Top, The Grange, and A Sharp Dressed Man, that's a good one, and Tush, ZZ Top.
Frank Zappa had the song G-Spot Tomato. Tornado.
Yeah, that's right.
Tornado.
You're right. G-Spot. And I
understand
G-Spot.
That's one-ton tomato, isn't it?
No, Tornado. G-Spot Tornado.
No, one-ton tomato. One-ton-a-mater. One-ton-a-mater.
Yeah, one-ton-a-mater.
That's the one, you know. That's one. That's also in G.
Is that in G, Roxy? Can you tell? Can your ear be a standard for us here? Is that in G, Guantanamo?
Yes, I'm not sure if I'm singing in G.
But it could be. Well, can any of these things be? You're saying these songs were done in G, not that they could be done in G. They were done in G. Is that the most prominent key, Ion, in pop music?
The thing is, the key of G is a key that can be sung by most people.
Motion of multitude. Because would you agree with that, Ion?
Okay with that.
Well, I read that because many national anthems are written in G because of that. Also, the Star Spangled Banner was originally played in G.
Yeah, we said that already.
Yes, but I'm saying why they say they did that, because most people can sing it. Are all the Fa Sol La songs also in G?
No.
But many?
They're in the key of resonance. He's saying it's called the key of resonance. That sounds like something different.
Yes, you say the new key is the key of resonance.
No, Fa Sol La was done in the key of resonance.
I misunderstood what I said.
Something is the key of resonance. Who knows what that is? I don't know, but that's what the Fa Sol La is done in, the key of resonance. He said that 20 minutes ago.
Is the key of resonance E minor?
The musical notation, it helped facilitate congregational and community singing for the congregations. It was introduced in 1801 and became a popular teaching device in American singing schools. Shape notes were added to the notes' heads and written music to help singers find pitches within major and minor scales without the use of a more complex information found in key signatures on a staff.
That it? Hey, are you finished, Ion, with your list?
Which one should we listen to, Ion?
Coldplay.
What about Coldplay?
We do Coldplay on G?
Ion requested this.
Shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for joy. Cry aloud and be free. We're going to glorify the name of the Lord. We're the blood of the church, the redeemed. Oh, pick up your hearts, O Zion of the Lord. Let the earth ring forth with your praise. For his children rejoice from the islands of the sea. We're the blood of the church, the redeemed. This mighty move, come on, with a shout of praise, a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage has to get beneath my feet. Every prisoner held captive be set free. Our deliverance has come through the power of the Son. We're the blood of the church, the redeemed. Let this earth be silent, for winds cease to blow. Every created being, sit down and fold your wings. There's a new song being sung with a brand new melody. We're the blood of the church, the redeemed. Sing it now and we are in that army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood and we are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force that has to shout and pray. Power of the Son, we're the blood bond.
Okay, so let's see. We bring in.
Do you ever need it anyway? We told you all along.
What was the answer?
My cognitive dissonance has been made better.
But what?
Very good.
What answer?
Excellent.
What answer are you talking about, Ion?
Oh, it's in your inbox. You should play it now.
I'm not playing another music. You're going to take questions. Roxy's the only one with the guts here to talk, so Roxy, go ahead. Ask all you want. Nobody else here is doing anything.
It's about the Fat Solar Haduma. King's inbox. It's perfect. It'll tell you what you want.
No, we'll play it a little later. We're not dominating. You say you want to play the stupid music. Yes, every now and then, but not constantly. We require words to be said here.
They won't ask questions.
No, but
they're not even here.
The frequency is activating something, maybe.
What are you referring to?
Chances are.
That he wants more music than asking.
No, we'll do all the asking. We're just trying to sync this up from where you're asking. Because where you're asking is answering. And so...
What about the rhythm in the language? Because someone defined language as rhythm, not words. Does it has also an effect, the rhythm of the words, of the phrases?
They sync and link.
They sync and link the patterns. They make them coherent.
That was just beautiful. Just beautiful. I think you should do it again, Bob. It was beautiful.
What was beautiful? Roxy's phrase was beautiful? Well, here comes Chad. Maybe Chad has the guts to speak. You got any guts, Chad?
It's in your inbox. Play that one again, Bob. It was beautiful.
Chad. The red marker is happening. Are you trying to speak, Chad?
When you're talking about the key of G earlier, Ion, I'd like to know what the key of the new song will be.
Haduma.
From the Cold Mountain soundtrack?
Yes, it's filmed by Zimbabs.
Add some more details, Chad. You're asking about, what is it you're asking about?
Number one can get it. He wants to know what the key to the new song is, the same song that's in your inbox. That song.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Go ahead.
So I sent you the answer to my question before I even called in.
So when you ask, it's already in. It gets there, but he doesn't want to play it till later. So the later catches up with the now.
He said Haduma. What's that word mean?
The name of the song.
The song is called I'm Going Home, Cold Mountain Session.
Okay. It's a version of the word Edom. And Edom is a kingdom in...
Edomites. But Edomites, Bob. You know the Edomites.
Right.
We talked about them for
90,000
years.
Right.
Like where Israel is.
So you came in with that... A question?
I came with the question because you were talking about the key of G and all the songs that right now, seems like all the songs, like the main songs for populations in the world right now are in the key of G. So that's kind of like the old song. So I asked, what's the key of the new song? Then Ion said, it's Edom, the song that's in your inbox.
Yeah, that's not a key of G. That's the new key.
That's the new key. Yeah, that's why we were trying to get you to play it before the question got here. It'd be much more clever and witty if we had it ahead of time, but you figured it out better than that.
You wanted to know the key, of the new keys, Chad. You just asked it. Now, the word Edom came up. So he answered it, and he said, we've already put it in there.
Okay, the title of the song in your inbox is
I'm Going Home.
Edom, okay? And that is the key of the new song. Do you want the definition of key? You want to know what it means? Because it encompasses more than A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's right. Very good. And so does the Fa, Sol, La. Very good. This is Roxy's Lukenbach, Texas marker. Darling, here's your key. Go ahead, number one.
So here's the definition from Wikipedia. In music theory, the key of a piece is the tonic note and chord, which gives a subjective sense of arrival and rest. Other notes and chords in the piece create varying degrees of tension, resolved when the tonic note and or the chord returns. So it's that sense of arrival and rest and return, Bob. It's not necessarily like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's the prevailing frequencies that arrive in the song, that go away, that are, oh, so, okay, so they're obsolesced and retrieved within the song.
Mm.
Oh,
resonant.
God, we're going into the Thompson quadrant before this shit. So go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to explain it to Bob in McLuhan terms because he gets that.
We know.
But this is the key of resonance.
We don't like it, but we know.
You're describing resonance,
like,
Ted?
It's like each tone of the scale has a function in harmony, and that's how you create tension and relaxation. Like,
Is everybody nutting up trying to hear this song? Isn't it going to be wonderful if he ever plays it? We're so excited.
Bob, the key is the prevailing group of tones that get obsolesced and retrieved throughout a piece. So
and
the key word is prevailing.
What were you saying about that, Roxy?
Since antiquity, each key had like an effect, like the Greeks thought.
Yes.
Every mode
that,
has a different.
When you hear the music, it'll do it for you too. It echoes See, Bob, this isn't fair. Number one is taking you to the next song, and we haven't even explained the last song to the next song to get you all the way up there. He's a shill, y'all. He's coming here to drive us where we already want to go that Bob doesn't want to go. So he's doing this on purpose because he's trying to make it so, because we kind of put it that way, and Bob has to capitulate. He don't like it very much, so we have to wait. We'll slow it down and we'll say some wordy words. Hang on, number one. We're going to get you there because you're bringing up the music and all the tones to get it up just the way you're supposed to get it up. Next one in the ringer, Bob, and there you go. And number one did it. That's what you're going to have to go with, because that's what it is. I don't know. It answers every question that's ever been answered. Maybe let's do the song again, see how it goes. Get out of the violence and the theme. We've all thought about that time. See if that works any better for you. It likely should.
So who did I'm Coming Home, Cold Mountain Session? I'm Coming Home from the Cold Mountain. It looks like, from the Sacred Harp, number 282. So Cold Mountain may be the name of
the Sacred Harp hymn book.
Oh, okay. But the Cold Mountain might be the name of the band.
No.
Oh, you mean this was done in the movie?
Yes.
Okay, but I this wasn't Edom, though. This wasn't the Edomea or whatever song. This is a different one. We're talking about the other song.
Yeah, Edomea.
Yeah, I understand. Aduma.
Did you mean for Bob to play Aduma and he just played the wrong song?
No, he chose the right song. They both apply. Both questions will apply. That's why we were saying is you're going to bring us into the next song that Bob's not going to want to play. He didn't want to play this song. And then, oh, no, we're going to have to be there. There's an echo again. It echoes again. We're going to move everything. It goes.
I like that part. That's good.
The words must be spoken here, Bob. That's why he's doing that.
What did you say? What did you say, Chad?
I am doing that because you said words must be spoken here, so I am filibustering.
Okay, so I got here. I have new code for my notes. For Bob plays BP. BP, I'm coming home, in brackets, Cold Mountain Session, unquote, then UIR, which means upon Ian's request. So you will see in the notes, which get posted on Ian and Bob for these sessions, that's the new way of quickly writing this. So I've been busy composing and writing, so I don't know what you guys are talking about. I haven't learned anything over the last 15 minutes. I don't know what's been decided. And apparently Ian is mumbling something about a song which has not entered into my box. There's no new song here.
Never. Not one in his whole millennia. He has 97,000 on his little key card thing. Doesn't know where those are, how that is, or what it is. Doesn't know music, doesn't play music, doesn't respond to music, doesn't like music, doesn't know what music is. It should be done with. If it's not some ridiculous, awful, terrible, fuck me hard in the watermelon, hey, sit you guys up a day. You don't even respond to it. Doesn't think Arthur Kitt was ever born. Doesn't know who the rest of the things are, so you don't do what you do.
Ion rants about Bob's musical talents, about Bob's musical ability. See, I'm skewering the notes. I have Bob's musical talent.
I think in the Frank Zappa book, he talks about, like, bone conduction and how the frequency affects the human body, right?
Bring that up, yeah.
Yeah, I can bring that up. Or, you know, we can hear Ion update that with the hexatic version of what these new songs, these new frequencies, new tones, new keys do to the human body. New human ascending body.
What about it? Did you say something?
If we go to the next song, if you allow Ion to play the
next song. Ion has not put it into the box.
I know the song that Ion's talking about. I could send it to you.
You probably didn't hear it. I played a session we did yesterday. And Ion said, we need the music to flow with the words. Now, here we are arguing over the fucking thing, and it ain't here. It's fucking up the flow. So screw that for a while. Forget this stupid agenda that Ion's got. It's not working. Okay, so please start bringing up other topics. We'll get back to music. We get all night long.
Okay, I have a question about something you said to Bob, that he did something with the Van Gogh. What did he do with the Van Gogh? Did he took residue from the painting or?
Babylon has fallen.
Babylon has fallen.
Fallen.
What about the brain behind God in the Sixtine Chapel? What is that depicting?
There's no hurry. We have all night. It's okay. There's no rush.
So what is the reason?
What did you mumble, Ion?
He said, so, number one, what's shaking?
Nepal.
Hey, Chad, well, you asked the questions for Roxy. Ask the question.
I'm not really sure where she's driving it.
Okay, in the Sistine Chapel, where God's touching, trying to touch Adam, if you look behind it, the shape of the robe or something looks like the shape of the brain.
There seems to be consistency in that painting with the shape of the brain, Ion. Was this intended by the artist?
Yes, and for the third time, the answer to the question is Babylon is fallen.
Babylon is fallen?
Yeah. Is the brain an image of Babylon?
No, the shape is.
Is it the illusion of visual space that they started in Babylon?
Acoustic. If you could hear the music, it would be acoustic, wouldn't it?
What would be acoustic?
The space.
The space. Anybody know what that word is? Space.
A.
The
space.
The saint. A-I-N-T.
So space is not visual. It's acoustic.
Acoustic visual biases are based upon a linear derivation of an obvious heard tonal.
Yeah, sure. I believe that one.
Tonal.
I don't know. That was too slow for me to get. Okay. The visual space is a representation of the acoustic space. Is that correct, Ion?
Okay. So this song has come in now. It's called 117 Babylon is Fall. I guess 102nd Ireland Sacred Harp Convention 2012. So let's play this. Questions. Let's get into some other topics.
I was thinking It's very enigmatic how all this is orchestrated. Like, they depict you in the Sixtine Chapel with the brain, and now Ion is telling us that's the fall of Babylon.
Yeah.
For me, it's surprising. Like, how was all this planned, or how was all this, like, in the Bible and in the Sixtine Chapel?
All the symbolism?
No, not really, because Ion...
The events. Well, we live for... If we're in eternity, then we've been doing eternity for a long, long time, so everything has happened, and it's been done 1,000 times over. I think Ion said we went through this, we've been through this like 5 times or something, this Ionic situation. So it's all easy to follow the script. I did this one with my half my brain tied behind my back. I've done it 5 times before. So it's a matter of understanding how eternity includes every possible thing, and it's happened for eternity. It's like there's an old statement. Someone asked Ion, what do I tell people when they ask me how old I am? You're supposed to say, I don't know. That's the accurate answer. You don't know how old you are because you've been here forever. I understand that Ion applies this principle of eternity to everything that people haven't thought through yet. We never thought through what it means to be eternal. Christians say you die and go to heaven, and then what? You're there forever in bliss? Well, what's forever mean? But we're doing it here.
So like fall, being in this state of the fall is like being in a loop, doing a replay of... We are...
That's the wire whisk that we're on.
The wire whisk, yes, and it's also the procession and the cycles of nature. LaRouche is against the cyclical view of nature. Ion said, I think he said years ago, that we're not doing the 26,000-year precession anymore. We're not doing this rotating around the planet. That's an archetypal form, rotating around the sun. That archetypal pattern is a delusion because there are no archetypal patterns.
So, like, the next step is to stop the replay?
Yes. That's
so
right.
You're saying,
particular.
Are you
here
saying
comes
we're
the
limited?
Young generation. Here comes young Yuri. Remember, Kigi and you, Chad, wanted to start a chat line for the youth of Iondom, for Kigi and for Yuri. Well, here's Yuri. He's a guy who is a friend of Kigi, respects Kigi. Let's study his mind as he asks the question. Is his brain the one in the Sistine Chapel? Is his brain the dead brain, the fallen brain? Go ahead, Yuri. Lay your talent on the plate here.
I was thinking, so you're...
Thinking, that big mistake right there.
Well, thinking through the materials that I'm surrounded by, you know.
Okay, that's better, yeah.
So we're being looped through the limitations of the vibrations of matter.
Good. I agree with that.
Okay.
And the vibrations of matter are looping because we made some matter out of it. We stopped the flow of something.
Okay.
Of the non-physical.
And we're allowing it to kind of like keep us down in a way.
Yeah, congealed. And then we get stuck in the idea that you're a 3D situation. Or you get struck. And that's what McLuhan said. The book stuck people in visual space. The electric environment sticks people into tactility.
So how does one raise their vibration so they're not limited to the vibrations of the materials around them?
You genuinely don't worry about it. You don't make any effort at all.
Everything that you see is not real. So everything that you read about and you try to apply it is going to separate you more.
So that's still being kind of like looped in but networked in a way.
What did you just say? It's been looped in. Well, how's networked different?
Well, I'm saying it's repeating itself, but just being net in from like another area.
Not repeating itself. Not repeating itself anymore.
Okay.
My life doesn't repeat itself. I have no repetitions. So state your statement differently.
Well, I see it as kind of like a net of object.
What is it? So you start, I see it as a net of object. What's it?
A person's environment, for example.
Well, don't you see it as it is? Don't you see the wall, the tire, the car, the cops busting you because you bought dope from Kingy? Don't you just see the facts? rather than make a network out of it?
Well, yeah, I see how it kind of connects in a way.
So the cops carry you off to the truck, and you're going, yeah, this kind of connects in a way. What connections were made for you?
So it's kind of like everything adding up.
It's not like anything. See, you're making a mistake trying to make something like something.
No, it's more like everything is echoing. Like,
echoing.
For example,
yes.
Echo,
but that's
echoing.
That's an acoustic loop. That's still a loop. That's acoustic loop as opposed to a visual loop. Ian has mocked the theme of echoes. I've heard him do that.
I can understand that, but in a way, for example, the trying to understand the laws of science, repeating some experiments, or trying to imitate nature in art, all were echoes.
Yes.
Like we were lost in the illusion and echoing the illusion.
Yeah, we weren't making objective art. It was subjective art. It was art responding to the conditioning around you, painting for your limitations. Like arguing for your limitations, painting for your limitations.
Usually the artists, you said, I think once about Wyndham Lewis, they're trying to go beyond that. We were talking about how everything is like an echoing. So are we escaping now Babylon by stopping the loops?
Not the loops, the looping.
Not the loops from the movement. We missed the last syllables, Ian.
Not the loops, the looping. We're not stopping the loops. We're stopping the looping action.
Okay. Okay.
So, Ian, it sounds like the loops will be there eternally. Is that right?
So far.
And are those the same things as the wire whisks?
Can be.
Name some other kinds of loops.
The Oppenheimer Fund.
Mutual funds.
But is it like, for example, in Indian music, you repeat, you loop, but every time you have to make a variation.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
It's more like a variegation, actually.
Variegation.
Variegation.
What is
that? I don't know what that is. You'd have to look it up. It's some variety. What do you call it? A variation.
No, variegation. It's like on plants, when the plant has different colors on the leaves. It'll be green,
okay.
But it'll have like yellow and orange spots on it, other than a plant that is just plain green.
So different colors.
We're bored, Bob. Turn the chat back on. We'll talk to Robert.
You answer the people here who are speaking.
Okay, ask something.
The Oppenheimer funds are a type of loop. The only other
looping.
Type of loop you mentioned before.
Looping.
Oppenheimer funds are looping. Describe where the human fits into this looping with the Oppenheimer funds.
Oh, it functions as a religious observance for many singers.
Religious in that people worship money when they're investing, is that right?
Mm-hmm. The singers sit in a hallowed square formation with one voice part for each side, all facing inward so that you can see and hear each other.
It sounds like you're describing the Sacred Harp singing. Are there looping that goes on in that singing?
That's what you're speaking about, is it not?
Well, I was asking about, you brought up the old Oppenheimer fund. I was asking what kind of looping happened.
That was an example of a reference of what you were speaking of tonal responses and a looping experience. This is an example also.
So bankers do this. Trust fundies.
Oh,
or trust.
Certainly.
What do you call those funds? Herbal?
Hedge fund.
Yeah, hedge fund.
The Sacred Harp refers to the human voice, Bob.
I know, but the Oppenheimer Fund does, banking is based on ritual loops, relying on the looping.
Of the human voice.
the commands by the hedge fund managers?
The compliance department.
So music is not what people call music necessarily, or sacred harp music. It doesn't have to be a bunch of people yelling at each other and calling it music.
That's the way they did it in Ida, Alabama.
When you say music listens to us, what is listening?
The backwards reverberation of a tone hitting a drum and recorded through the hypothalamus into the labyrinth of your brain.
Is the brain connected, for example, to non-physical? I mean, what's the, who is the listener?
No, we say it's in spite of it. Because most of this gamble-gamble crap is due to your listening.
Yeah, like the brain is Babylon is fallen. The brain is a useless tool.
Now
so that's why it's fallen.
Music again. Bob, you quit music again. And you wonder why we're only talking about music, because every time you turn around, you refer it back to the music. So it's like, okay.
So that is why God is depicted with the brain behind him and the loop between the fingers of Adam and God.
Because it's fallen.
Yeah.
The brain is fallen. I mean, you get Leonardo, starts analyzing the brain and making drawings and starting to explore the physical world, and he unleashes a couple hundred years of science imitators. That's a loop. And even his buddy, Michelangelo, you know, paints it into the thing. This is what reality is about. It's a mistake. The whole Sistine Chapel is a mistake.
Yes, because, for example, Adam is painted with this is scar in your tummy. How do you call that?
The harrow? What's carrying in your tummy?
No. When you are a fetus, you eat. You have this cordon, umbilical cordon.
Yeah, and you're eating
and then
something.
When you are born, they cut it. But Adam didn't have a mother, so he shouldn't have that.
Well, did he have one in the painting? Does he have an umbilical cord?
No, but the scar... When
no belly button?
The umbilical cord is cut, and you have this thing.
The belly button.
I don't know what's the name. He didn't have a mother, so how come he has that?
Yeah, Maybe. How does he have it? How does he have a belly button? Hey, Chad, I assign you at this point. I started it off with Ion the other day. We're going to practice. We're staying here tonight, and we're going to find out how do you have more than one existence while being eternal and not coming through the vagina, though everybody around you says you did come through the vagina. Let's figure out what Ion's saying here.
Yeah,
that's reincarnation.
That is part of the illusion of being born. Because
let's find out how this happens.
We are supposed to be... Born from
so ask
mother.
Ion, how many times have you experienced the physical?
How many times have I experienced the physical?
None
I think
yet.
One.
None yet. Okay, Chad, how do you interpret that?
Ion, if we haven't experienced the physical yet, I'd like to know what we have been experiencing.
We didn't say you. We were speaking to her.
Way to go, Roxy. We'll stick with Roxy. These are answers for Roxy. And Chad, get in line.
No, we're just
and repeat.
Going through the Denton and Cooper revision so far.
Again, what did you say? Denton Cooper revision? Is that the syllables you guys
Denton
heard?
Denton and Cooper revisions.
Oh, that's a company? Denton and Cooper revisions.
Denton and Cooper. It's not a company. We're just indexing.
Okay, get in here, Chad. Translate, speak one, so we find out what he's saying.
Ion, was that Stenson and Cooper or Henson and Cooper?
D is in dumbass, Stenson.
Stenson and Cooper. Is that correct, Ion?
And D is in cunnilingus Cooper, yes.
Okay, when I Google Denson and Cooper, I get a Wikipedia page about sacred harp music.
Well, imagine that. The fruit don't fall very far from the tree, does it now?
No.
But if
Roxy hasn't experienced the physical yet, what is it that Roxy's been hanging out in?
An index of Southern Harmony.
That's your acoustic state of being. He's reading your acoustic chart, your resonance scale.
Yeah,
you are
got something in our bum, in the LaRouche choir, but don't think.
You got dope up your bum.
We thought it was a coffee enema.
Are you describing Roxy's world, that she comes in with these seven levels of resonance and then she gets something jammed up her bum? Is that what you're saying?
More than a feeling, Bob.
More than a feeling, Roxy.
By Boston, the song. More than a feeling.
Yeah.
Boston, right. Yes, we have that in our list. It's okay, Roxy.
There's no list. We're not going to play a list. We're not going to listen to a list. We don't know where they are stored. We received two of them twice. Never played them the first time.
I can hear you.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. That's right. We're not going to do that. You've never heard it before, ever, one time, ever. Doesn't want to hear it. Don't want to hear anything about it.
Is he describing me? What's he doing, Chad?
He's imitating you, but with variation.
Instead of
if we won't play music, if we won't play lists.
For years, he has a superfluous list that is lost, and it's so superfluous we can't play it. It's amazing. God help them if they ask for Vesto Goodman looking for a city. That'd be the end of all ends, wouldn't it?
So Roxy has been abiding in Index of Southern Harmony. Is that a place, Ion?
Well, you'd have to ask her. It's where she is.
What's it like to be there, Roxy?
Let's go to looking back, Texas.
Waylon, Willie, and the boys. That's right.
You know, Chad, Roxy's been getting into cowboy music. It's all new to her.
Yeah.
She's fantasizing going to rodeos now. So, yes,
sophisticated life we're living as a feuding like the Hatfield and McCoy.
I don't understand anything anymore.
Yeah.
I would say that
you want to overlay.
Roxy.
You don't want to understand.
I feel like a David Lynch character, like the non-physical cowgirl.
It's like you're like the log lady. You only have aphorisms left to say.
Like Lucy on Dallas.
The thing is, you still have thoughts coming in. You just speak the thoughts. They're just not done by you anymore.